One of my favorite films of all time is The King's Speech from 2010, starring Colin Firth. It's the story of King George VI, who became king right at the threshold of World War II, and he had this incredible challenge that he had a stutter. He wasn't able to speak in a clear fashion, and it was his responsibility to lead England at this point in time. And there's this famous give and take between he and his mentor, who helps him to overcome his stutter. And it goes like this. Colin Firth, the king, says, "You know, if I'm a king, where's my power? Can I form a government? Can I levy a tax, declare a war? No. And yet I am the seat of all authority. Why? Because the nation believes that when I speak for them. But I can't speak." This is the great challenge that he has in leading the people of England to war, that he's not able to communicate with them in the way that he would like to. Now, in our parashat Va'era, we don't have the king's speech, but we have the prophet's speech. Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stand before Paro and to say, "Let my people go." And Parshat Va'era opens up with a passionate plea and vision that God presents to Moshe Rabbeinu. I appeared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and I promised to them that I will take you out of Egypt, the Jewish people out of Egypt. And Moshe Rabbeinu hears this speech and he communicates it to the Jewish people. Vayidaber Moshe kein al bnei Yisrael. And what happens next? We're told very bluntly in the text, Velo shamu el Moshe mikotzer ruach umeavodah kasha. The Jewish people did not listen to Moshe because of kotzer ruach and avodah kasha, hard work. What is kotzer ruach? Most parshanim tell us this is the kotzer ruach, the shortness of spirit, the loss of spirit, of positivity, the lack of faith of the Jewish people. They're enslaved. They are broken by Paro's persecution, and they are totally incapable of listening to Moshe, who's telling them about redemption and Israel and the future, and they're just focused in the present. They're stuck in the present, unable to see beyond their current predicament. However, one of the commentators, the Ralbag, tells us that when it says Velo shamu al Moshe mikotzer ruach, this is in fact not referring to the kotzer ruach of the Jewish people. Rather, it's referring to the kotzer ruach of Moshe, meaning the Jewish people did not believe in Moshe's words because of his own kotzer ruach, his own shortness of spirit, his own lack of faith, his own disbelief. And here we have a fascinating sort of, you know, switch of perspective. The problem here is not with the Jewish people. The problem here is that Moshe Rabbeinu does not believe in himself. He does not believe in the words that he's saying. He questions his own abilities. In the very next passage, he says, "How could I appear before Paro? How could I speak to the Jewish people? Va'ani aral svataim. I have a speech impediment, a speech impairment. How can I convince them of this great vision when I am maimed?" And so we see here a similar challenge, both for Moshe Rabbeinu, our great prophet, and for King George VI, the King of England. Both of them did not believe in their own ability to speak, in their own ability to communicate, and to sway, and to influence their own people. And the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the story of King George VI in our own time, is a story of a leader finding their footing, finding their stability, finding their strength of character, finding their ability to stand before the people with true faith and to communicate a vision for the future. And indeed, King George VI ultimately gives a soaring speech which rallies the people of England, and Moshe Rabbeinu finds his footing. He finds his confidence partially through Aharon, his brother, partially by knowing that God is at his side, and he's able to lead the Jewish people to the promised land, at least to the Midbar, and ultimately to the promised land. And it all begins in Parshat Va'era. So many important lessons for leaders and in our own lives, where sometimes we find ourselves leaders in our own families, leaders as a madrich, leaders in some organization or business. And to what degree do we believe in our message? Do we believe in our own abilities to change the situation? When we believe as leaders, then people will follow. Wishing you all Shabbat Shalom.